Hello, everybody. Let me try to get my camera somewhat reasonable. How are you? I know I'm a little late this morning. I apologize. Such is life, right? At least right now. Let me turn that off. You guys are going to hear that beeping constantly, and that will be incredibly annoying. So let me just fix that. All right, all better. Hey, good morning. Hope Savar here with a daily dose of hope coming to you live from Wisconsin. And the sun is shining. Holla frickin' Luya. If you live in the Midwest or you drive through the Midwest, you know that we only have sunlight like 6 days a year. So this is one of those 6 days. So I'm very excited. Drop into the comment section. Let me know where you're tuning in from. If you're at home, where is home? If you're out on the road, where are you driving to? Where are you coming from? Let me know. Drop it in the comment section. Good morning, everybody. Today, I'm talking again about mental health and what we can do to help us push forward and kind of out of that dip, out of that darkness, out of that place of like, that it seems to be many of us are starting to step into that water, and it's scary. And I think for someone that prides herself on being pretty positive and seeing the good in people and not letting a lot of things ruffle her feathers, because I really don't, I just kind of press on. I've really recognized that some of these things are starting to weigh on me. It's like yesterday, I was like, you know, this really sucks. Like, this is, I don't know. I'm not sure what to call it, but we're all feeling that pressure. We're all feeling that pressure. We're all feeling that confusion. Like, what should we be doing? Is this really constitutional? Is this really necessary? Is this, how long is this gonna last? And it's frustrating. It's really frustrating. And I think what the most frustrating thing is, truck driver or not, is that it's very much out of our control. I mean, am I right? One of the things that I've recognized over these last, I don't know, has this been going on a month now? I mean, I think it's a month now. It's the what is it today? The 16th of April. Not having that ability to wake up and do what you need to do in order to survive and function and thrive and get where you need to go. Hey, good morning, Joey. I am doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. I had a good night's sleep, so that really helps. Like I said, the sun is shining in Wisconsin. One of our like 6 days a year we have sunlight, so that's pretty nice. Hey, David, good morning. How are you? Feels like a month. Yes, it does feel like a month, and my God, I hope it's not much longer. But I'm talking today about mental health. We all have mental health, whether we want to talk about it or not, whether it's something comfortable to talk about or not, whether we've had some insight and some time to reflect on where we're at. You know, where's the needle for you? Is it tipping into the red where it's like, danger, danger, we need to start changing and doing some things? I can only speak for myself and the people that I have talked to, the drivers I've talked to, but that needle is really going to the red. And I've been thinking the last couple of days a lot about, okay, why is that for me? And obviously for many of us, our normal everyday routines are being dramatically altered. Whether it's I go in and take a shower and now I can't take a shower, or I can't go to the gym, or going to the grocery store is now a bigger headache than it was before. Whatever it is, we have these consistencies through the day. We all have these things that we do that kind of like check boxes off for us, that tell us where it's like, all right, this helps me feel good, or this is what I always do because it helps me blank. Now, obviously, there's unconscious habits and conscious habits. Some of our unconscious habits are not good. And in that case, the feathers being ruffled is probably a good thing. But I digress on that, and we can talk about that another day. Today, we're talking about saving your mental sanity and how to get out of that dark space and what we can do about it. Hey, David, two Davids on, David and David. That doesn't happen to me a lot when I'm on a live watching. There's not two hopes. Although that would be pretty awesome if there was. Total side note. So call the SAT. So the first time I ever met somebody that was named Hope, I went almost my entire life, never met anybody until I would think I, what was I? I was 18 and I was volunteering at Milwaukee's Children's Hospital. And I was a volunteer there. And I was working at that time. I went from the NICU to the gift shop. And the lady behind the counter's name was Hope. I couldn't believe it. And she was like twice as old as I was, maybe even older. And my mouth, I remember, just dropped. I was like, and then she goes, I don't believe you. Let me see your driver's license. So she had to see my driver's license to believe that my name was actually Hope, because she said she had only met like two people in her whole life. So total side story, nothing to do with mental health, but that's the journey of having the name Hope. Okay, so for those of you like myself that are finding this starting to happen when it comes to your mental well-being, what can we do about it? I mean, obviously one option is to bitch and complain, right? I mean, we all do that well. Some of us do it better than others. But I'm someone more of solution-based. Like, I like to figure things out. And I like to believe that everything is figure-outable. Everything, we can find something to do. Like, that wakes me up in the morning. Like, how can I figure this out? And there's always going to be roadblocks. This is obviously a big monster roadblock for a lot of us, for our economy, for our families, for our businesses, for everything. And how can we continue to move forward and strive for what it is that we want during this time? And if you've watched any of my shows before, or you've been over at Mother Trucker Yoga and you've watched some of my Facebook Lives there, I talk about this a lot, is having goals. And you might be like, oh, this is so dumb, I've heard people talk about this before, but hear me out. I didn't recognize, I've been an entrepreneur for almost 20 years, I didn't recognize that just having thoughts in my head about what I wanted actually weren't goals. They were just thoughts. Interesting, right? Because we think stuff all the time, right? It's like in one ear and out the other. It's like I go from like thinking, you know, oh, I want to do this with my business or my personal life. And then it's like, ooh, a cookie. And so is that really a goal? Is that really something that you are putting your focus and attention on and striving for? And I've recognized in myself the last week plus-ish that I was losing my clarity on what I was going towards. We just launched a pain relief cream called Stiff Mother Trucker. Super excited. Wanted to do this for like 20 years. And obviously I love you drivers, and this is formulated specific for drivers. And then this whole coronavirus thing happens and Matt's is canceled and you lose all your contacts with people and it becomes difficult and all this stuff. And so it's easy to lose your focus. But here's what I discovered was I did not have that goal clearly written down. I mean, I did, but then it's like things get lost. It's like, where are you putting your goals so they're in your face every single day? I know a lot of you are singers and songwriters, and that's how you pass the time, and some of you have CDs. Like, do you have that planted on your dashboard in your truck? Like, I want to put out an album. I am going to create a new song. I am going to what? Or if you want to lose weight, like I like to talk in the present, I am losing 100 pounds. I've lost 100 pounds. Like, we need to see those goals every single day, all day. And this is where we really have to start kind of like peeling through the weeds, because if your mind is like my mind and like a lot of people's minds, inside your head, so I'm a recovering addict, and so I always was like, here's my addiction mind, here's my like regular sound sane mind, and it's like a battle in there. And when we have a goal and it's like, oh, I might want to do that, I might want to try to start a business. I might want to, you know, take up running. I might want to go to the gym. Obviously, like, that won't work right now, but maybe we could do something else. Whatever it is, we, like, think that, okay? We think that, and then all of a sudden, this part of our brain over here, you don't have to be an addict to have this. I mean, it can be just the negative side of you, the pessimistic side of you, the side of you that was hurt, or the side of you that was kind of poo-pooed on, and it's like, that's dumb. Don't do that. You'll never get that. You'll never achieve that. Don't go for that goal. Be lazy. Just watch Netflix. You know, whatever it is. Am I right? Like, so much of what it is that we strive for, and when it comes to mental health, it starts here. It starts here. And I'm sharing this with you because for me, like, I've really been thinking the last couple of days about my own life's journey so far, because I struggled a lot with mental health and depression and anxiety and addiction, and at an age where I wish I wouldn't have done that. I've had loss in my life, very extreme loss, and I've been able to walk through those things. And now this whole coronavirus thing and being on lockdown and all this other stuff, I found my mind becoming rerouted again. And first things first, please hear me. You have to get back in the driver's seat ASAP. You have to get in the driver's seat ASAP. Because you are the only person inside your head. So when we're thinking about mental health, it starts here. However, it starts here, but it's reconfirmed in every action that you take on a daily basis. Do you ever look at, I'm just going to use someone that has a successful business. Do you ever look at somebody that's, you know, $1 million business, whatever, you know, from the outside, it appears to be that way, or they're actually legit? And you look at them and you think, wow, must be nice, right? We've all said that before. Wow, must be nice. You know, he probably had a silver spoon in his mouth, which, Bill Weaver, if you're watching this, I actually know what a silver spoon in your mouth actually means. But again, not the point here. We look at them and we think, wow, they have it so easy. All those people helping them, must be nice. We forget that 99.9% of those people that we see successful walked through some sort of hell to get there. They overcame a lot. They had to wake up every single morning despite all odds. Their bank probably told them that they couldn't have a loan. Maybe they lost their spouse. Maybe they were working 20-hour days. Maybe they were eating beans out of a can for months or years. Or maybe they quit their nice job and, like, went all in. Whatever it is, they probably had to walk through some sort of fire. Which leads me back to, we all have to walk through this fire right now. For me, and I can only speak for me, sitting and waiting is the biggest mistake. The biggest mistake. I'm not saying that you should, like, go start a business tomorrow. I'm not saying that you should knock on your gym's door and be like, screw the coronavirus shutdown, I'm gonna come and lift weights. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, what do you want? Where are you going? What are your goals? And have you clearly defined them? Because every person that I've ever talked to that I would deem in my mind as successful at something, at anything, like they've achieved something, every single one of them have had one thing in common. And you can look this up when it comes to any person, you know, Oprah, whoever, they've all said the same thing. Tony Robbins, they've all said the same thing. They write down their goals. They're laser focused. and they're not willing to be distracted. And so I started thinking, during this time, wouldn't it be a great time to do that same thing, to tune that up if you've already done it? And what is it that you are prior, pre-coronavirus, that you were striving for, that maybe you've dropped off to the wayside, or you've forgotten about, or you're like, I can't do it during this time? That's the wrong thinking. See, everyone else is telling you to just sit tight and just take it easy and just wait this thing out. Like, hello, hello, after this is all over, we're gonna have to all go back to life again. I wanna be ready for that. I wanna be ready for that. And so I've kind of had some like low points these last couple days. And my kids are at home, I work from home, like my husband is still working, so he's gone every day. And like, I mean, yesterday I wanted to punch my kids in the face. I mean, it was like, seriously, you guys, if you can't get along for like 5 minutes, I'm gonna punch you in the face. And maybe you've been there before, but having some guidelines and some structure and some what it is that we're going towards can help us feel more focused, because then we can plan our day around what it is that I want to do. And if you're a driver, you can still do these things. I know many of you are working towards better health. Just because the fitness centers are closed, just because the whatever is going on, like, you can still walk around your truck. Like, you can still drink water. You can still, there's still things that you can do. You can still work out in your truck. There's still things that you can do. I am a big believer that there are always things that you can do. When someone says, there's nothing I can do, that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie that we tell ourselves so we don't have to push through the fire. And my hope is that you can find something to put your eyes towards during this time, because we can't control a lot of these circumstances, but we can control how we operate inside of them. We can do that. And so when it comes to combating and boosting our mental health, we want to write that goal down. Like, just a little post-it note. Like, that's all you need. Slap it on your dashboard. I have a bulletin board that has mine on it right in front of me, so I look at it every single day. You don't need an office to do that. Like, maybe it's your screensaver. Like, maybe it's somewhere where, again, you can see it every single day to remind you. Because we act, this is science, we act with more than 90% of our subconscious mind on a daily basis. What does that mean? It means you are working on rinse and repeat every single day. You are working on habits. You are doing what you do every single day. As much as you want to believe you're not, you are doing 90%+ of that all subconsciously. And only roughly 10% of our thoughts and our actions are new every single day. So if you have a goal to make more money, to lose weight, to improve your health, to gain a new relationship, to rekindle a relationship, to, you know, think more positively, whatever it is, write a book, I don't know, anything, you have to change your patterns. You have to change what you focus on. This was one of the biggest pivotal changes I made when I was trying to shift out of addiction into recovery. And we're all addicted to something, my friends. We're all addicted to something. Facebook videos, gossip, complaining, shopping, not doing anything, Netflix and chilling, eating ice cream. I mean, there's a lot of things that we're addicted to that aren't addictions, we would call them, but they're distractions. They're habitual patterns that we do every day, and then we complain that we have not met our goal. So I challenge you, because I'm challenging myself, to push through this time right now and see if you can come out on the other side. Like, worst possible time ever, ever. to be coming out with a product. But I'm passionate about helping drivers. I believe in everything that I create. And I only put stuff out there that I believe and know and works and actually helps people. The reviews have been awesome, and I'm pushing on. I'm just going to keep going. I want that in the hands of every driver. If you have pain, I want to help you. Like, I'm going to push on. And I'm just using me as an example. So write down your goal. And if that little part of your brain is saying, that's dumb, you are in the category right now. I'm calling you out. You are in the category right now of someone that doesn't want to change. And that's okay. So to shift that, you got to shift this. And I challenge you today to write that goal down. And I challenge you every day after this to look at that goal every day and read it out loud. Read it out loud to remind yourself what you should be doing, focusing, and working towards. Because when we lose sight of those things, we lose motivation, am I right? When we lose sight of where we're going, like, you would never pull out with a load and not know where you're going. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, to know, oh wait, it's one thing for the dispatcher or whoever to change where you're going. That's one thing. But to know where your destination is, you're not like, I'm just gonna start driving and just like wait to find out. We live life that way too often. And now during this coronavirus is not the time to do that. It's not the time to do that. And I challenge you to push forward through that. So how can we boost our mental health? What about a gratitude journal? Statistics have shown that people that show regular gratitude reap back bigger rewards than people that don't. So can I write down three things at night, every night, that I'm grateful for? So obviously I'm not out on the road right now. I do travel a lot for work, but right now I'm not. And so part of our routine with my kids is at night we pray, and then we have to go around and say something or someone that we're praying for and what we're grateful for. To get them in the habit early on to have to recall things that they can be grateful for. You can totally do that. And if that little part of your brain is again saying, that's dumb, remember, we're still over in this bucket over here then. Working in the subconscious mind, routines, habits, things that we've always done, we just keep rinsing, repeating. It's not a good rinsing and repeating. And then we're doing the same thing, expecting different results. That actually is the definition of insanity. So we have to start shifting. We have to start changing. We have to start looking at things differently and taking small little actions. Okay. Second one. Start your day with a cup of something that makes you happy. Okay? Is that a cup of coffee? I'm going to maybe discourage a cup of beer or whiskey prior to work. Probably not a good idea. But start your day with a cup of something that makes you happy. Every morning I start with a glass of water because I know that our bodies are primarily water. And it helps jumpstart my metabolism, and it clears out my digestive system, and it makes me feel good knowing that if at anything, at least I drank a big old glass of water at some point in the morning, some point in the day. And it helps with mental clarity. And then, yes, I do enjoy a cup of coffee. Davy Crockett Travel Center, we love ya. They're actually one of our sponsors here at Chrome and Steel. And I got this bad boy at Matt's. Teardrop. Matt's 2019, not Matt's 2020. So let yourself enjoy those things and spend that time thinking about what could be. Not in a bad way. Like, what am I going towards? How am I going to be a good person today? How can I help one person? Like, I love Bill Weaver when he's talking about, you know, shake a stranger's hand. Hold the door open for them. I mean, can you do something good? Now, don't shake a stranger's hand right now because they'll probably swear at you and probably not punch you in the face because they don't want to touch you. But they'll probably look at you weird. But can you be kind somehow? Call a loved one up and talk to them. Send a text message to someone that you haven't been agreeing with. There are things that you can do. And all of these changes, when we disrupt, hey, Rebecca, good morning. When we disrupt our regular routine, not with just random things that we're pulling out, but when we disrupt our regular routine, that habitual routine I was talking about, that for those of you that are just tuning in, I was just sharing before that we have our day-to-day daily actions. Mainly we act in the subconscious. So about 90% of what we do during the day is all subconscious. I mean, it's like rinse and repeat, it's autopilot. Like we're not even aware that we're doing it. And that can be a good thing and a bad thing. So only 10% of our day is new actions. And so setting those goals, I suggest just setting one at a time or two at a time. You know, smaller ones I like, and then have a big one, because then you just feel like you're failing all the time when you don't meet all of these unrealistic expectations. I've seen it over and over again. I've seen it in myself. Like it just doesn't work. But having that gratitude journal and showing gratitude, it's the law of attraction. We're kind, people are kind to us. And then starting your day with a good cup of something, something that makes you feel good. For me, I have a glass of water before I even get out of bed. And then I have a cup of coffee. Thank you, Davy Crockett. The third thing that I want you to think about is working with your strengths. Like, what are you good at? We do a great job, especially as Americans, to point out every single one of our flaws. Like, at the end of the day, are you kind of like how my brain sometimes works? And it's like, let's pick out everything I did wrong today, everything I sucked at. Like, we do such a good job of that all on our own. So we're down before we even get up. My suggestion for you to help this thing up here is to play to your strengths. Play to your strengths. What is going really well for you right now? What are you really good at? What can you keep pushing towards? It might not be what somebody else is doing or what's working for them, but what's working for you. What I don't advise is to be like, I'm gonna try this, then 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 I'm gonna try that. And it's like, oh my gosh, like it drives me crazy. Like watching people sometimes, it's like, dude, just stick to something. And sticking to something for only 5 seconds is not going to help you. You're not gonna reap any benefits of that. It's the slow and steady, with a boost, an injection of focus, an injection of wanting it that might accelerate us to work a little harder. But having that focus on something and then thinking about what are my mini steps to get there? What are the things that I can do in my life every day, like being grateful? It's free, people. And you can even do it during the coronavirus. Writing down a goal, it's free, and you can do it during the coronavirus. Playing to your strengths, it's free, and you can do it during the coronavirus. And I missed one. What was the other one? Oh, starting your day with a cup of something. Cup of coffee, water, whatever. Like, if that's what you like to do to make you happy, like, stop listening to people that tell you to not do that, because there's always going to be someone that's negating what you're doing. Like, you have to stay on the path. You have to stay on the path. When I was early in recovery, you better believe everybody had an opinion about everything. How I should do things. You should be on medication. You should do this. You should try that. You should be here. You should go to this therapist. You should go to this counselor. You should be in that treatment center. You should do this. Like, it was overwhelming. I just picked something, and that's what I focused on. And then I put all my efforts into getting that goal, was to get into recovery and to be clean and to be able to live normal life, meaning not have addiction issues. And so everything that I did towards that goal, all my actions had to go towards that goal. One of the things I found myself saying all the time, and I'm just really thinking a lot about those things right now because that's kind of how I feel like closed in on, was like, how much do I want it? Like, I find myself asking that, like, how much do I want it, Hope? How much do you want whatever it is that you're going towards? And obviously, we're in hard times right now. The coronavirus has a lot of unknowns that are happening, but that doesn't mean we still can't wake up every day and be ourselves, be somebody, and do good and focus on us in some capacity. Like, no one is, my gym is closed right now, but I can do something at home. Like, you can still do something in your truck. No one has yet told you you can't walk around your truck. I mean, maybe they have, but I haven't heard any drivers I've talked to that said that they can't. Last night on my live on Mother Truckers page, I was talking about how, like, now one of my essentials is, like, I have to get outside every single day and get some vitamin D and breathe some fresh air and get my serotonin levels up and get my endorphin levels up. And how do I do that? You can do that by walking. And it's free. And you don't need anything to do that. There are things that you can do right now, today, to take care of yourself. And if we wait for someone else to say, I give you permission now to do that, I worry sometimes that it might be too late. And so getting out of that habitual mind of doing things how we always have done them, which is the definition of insanity, we have to break that cycle. And you don't need to wait for the coronavirus stipulations to be lifted to lift those barriers and to focus on your personal or professional goals. Bitching and complaining only makes us feel good in the immediate, but it never pushes us towards those goals. And the only way we can feel good the next day is to bitch and complain again. And those are the people we all know where it's like, I can only handle a small dose of them. If you've ever achieved anything in your life, which I know many of you have, it's just sometimes we overlook them, it's because you put it in your mind that that was what you wanted and you were going to do anything that it took. I always say treat your goals like a cancer diagnosis, like a terminal illness diagnosis. And this is the perfect time right now to focus on something positive. Focus on something that's going to help you move forward. So when this coronavirus thing is over, you're like, man, I'm glad I did that. I'm so glad I pushed through that hard time and I kept doing me. I get on Facebook once in a while and I look at some of the people that are in my feed and it's like they're talking about like the ninth different Netflix episode series that they've watched, and that's great. I'm not dogging them, okay? But for me, I just think to myself, how is that going to help me when this is over? That would be super fun in the immediate, but then I'm still where I was a month ago, 2 months ago, if that's what I choose every day. That doesn't fit in to the path towards my goal. When I wake up and I drink my water and I practice my gratitude and I think about what my goal is, it helps me decide the choices that I'll make. If your choice is to lose 20 pounds and you remember that that's your goal and you remember that that's where you're going, you're gonna make different choices. You're going to get out of the habitual unconscious mind and you're going to shift into new conscious habits. And it's hard and it takes practice and you have to continue to work on it. Like, nothing worth wanting is easy. Nothing worth celebrating usually comes naturally. Hey, good morning, Jerry. How are you? Another thing that we can do to help our mental health is experiment. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, Hope, I don't know what I want. I don't know where to start. The beauty is you can try something and see if you like it. And if it doesn't work, try it more than a day or an hour, please. But then you can move on to something else. We've been talking about this unconscious mind that we, most of us are programmed and we work through our day in 90% of our unconscious mind. And there's only 10% of our conscious mind, and we have to shift into that space to make changes and to reach goals and to overcome obstacles. So when we're stuck over here and we're not experimenting, we're going to get exactly what we have. But those are also the people in our lives. We know them, and maybe it might even resonate with you and you don't need to raise your hand about it, but it's like they complain about it before they even try it. Oh, that's never going to work. That's so dumb. That'll never help anybody. That won't work for me. Like somehow, I'm calling you out, you want to protect yourself so that if you fail, that means now you don't even have to try. Like if I push it away, I don't even have to try. You got to get on the bike eventually without training wheels and see what happens. And when we try new things, the beauty is a part of our brain opens up and we see that there's other options in life. And when we try new things, it opens us up to new possibilities. When we experiment with things, with different exercise routines, different types of coffee, whatever it is, drinking water in the morning, and I hear this a lot from people, they're like, that'll never work for me. Like, yoga will never work for me. It's like, how do you know? You've actually never tried it. And I try to watch myself be careful in saying, that will never work for me. Right now we're looking at some different things for Mother Trucker Yoga in our business. And I found myself going down that mental road a few weeks ago talking with someone. And I was like in my head thinking, yeah, that'll never work for me. And what I realized when I got off that phone call later that day was I was scared. I was scared to try something new because what if it doesn't work? What if I spend money on that and it doesn't work? So I was pushing it away. I was pushing it away, and I was the one unwilling to experiment and try something new. But the definition of insanity, my friends, is doing the same thing, expecting different results. And so I'm talking about this today because I want you to understand, I want you to hear this, that you have so much control over what you can do in your life. You have so much control over how it is that you can pivot where you are right now, despite your circumstances. It might feel like jail, but you can continue to remain positive and continue to focus and continue to go through. It might be a snail's pace right now because of things, but you can make those choices every single morning. And so my final thing and my final suggestion for you to help with mental health, to help you get out of that dark space, is to show some love every single day. Show some love to yourself, to someone in your life that you love. Let them know, show them. We get so caught up in those how we always do stuff. It's like, when is the last time you bought your spouse a card? When is the last time you sent your spouse flowers? When is the last time you just dropped some emojis to a loved one, your kids, your friend, whatever, and just was like, hey man, thinking of you. I love you, brother. Like, when is the last time you bought someone's coffee? Like, we get in this routine and we just don't do stuff. But then there's those people that just constantly are doing that all the time because they've created a new habit around that. They shifted out of that 90% into that 10%. And now what they were doing over here is becoming what they do over here. I mean, are you hearing me? Are you following that? And I've seen this happen in my life over and over and over again. And I want you to maybe consider trying any one of these things today so that we can get out of here and get over to here so that we can help ourselves up here. Because waiting around for this to pass and then saying my mental health will be better then, that might be too late. That might be too long. That might be we already have created bad habits. We've already been down that negative mindset, and now we have to try to pull ourselves out of that. And I would rather snail's pace forward towards my goal that I've set for myself so that when this is all over, I can become the hare and I can just accelerate in any area, or at least have clarity now so things can be a little easier, than to still be struggling. So ask yourself today, what can I do? And if you find that part of your brain saying, nothing, don't do it, just be lazy, just complain, just scroll Facebook and watch coronavirus videos till you go blue in the face, like that's not going to help your mental health. And if we don't have this, we don't have much of anything. I'll leave you with this. I'll leave you with this. Struggle usually precedes success. You have to walk through the fire if you want to get to the castle. So keep walking. Even if it feels like you've been walking through the fire for years and years and years, maybe that new perspective is all you need to finally get out of it. That new habit to finally get out of it. And know that you're not alone. Because you got to preserve this in order to get towards that. And I believe in you. Thank you so much for watching the show today. I hope you enjoyed it. Just a little hope and inspiration today. If you felt like this was helpful, share it out with your friends. An awesome thanks to our sponsors, Davy Crockett, TA, Travel Center. We appreciate you. RightLoad.com. Thank you guys so much. If you're looking for loads, definitely check them out. They are amazing. And if you ever need something, don't hesitate to reach out. Don't hesitate to reach out to me or anybody here at Crum & Steele. We are here for you. We support you, and we appreciate you in everything that you do. Bye now.